you may have read reports during the week of how Jedward had been rescued by the Irish Coast Guard after they became trapped on a sandbank by the incoming tide near their home in Dublin. Along with another family member, John and Edward had been out for a walk when they got into trouble in fading lights and a fast incoming tide. Thankfully, though, the alarm was raised and the Coast Guard came to their rescue. Well, joining us now from their home in Dublin, the two lads themselves, John and Edward. Hi, guys.
Hey, Jerry. This is John. Edward, come over here. Edward. Okay, yeah. So, Jerry, it's great to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you. Tell me this, John. It must have been a very frightening ordeal for the two of you.
Yeah, it was a real frightening ordeal for me and Edward because we'd never experienced anything like that before. Normally, we were going out running and stuff like that, going for runs, going for walks. And we decided that evening to go to the beach that we don't normally go to. And then we went for a walk for about like an hour or something like that. And then got caught in the sandbank, and then the light and everything started going down, started becoming darkness. Then we were with our cousin, she had an iPhone, and we were able to call for help. But it was really, really scary because like the current, the water, everything was coming in, and all the water was coming all around us, and we were just really scared. But then thankfully the Coast Guard came and saved us. It was a helicopter, and it was insane, but thankfully we're alive.
How did you actually raise the helicopter? Who did you phone?
We phoned the Coast Guard. We phoned our mom, and then our mom sorted out the whole entire thing because we were kind of not knowing what to do because we had our little cousin with us. So that's like make a smart decision because like the thing with the terrain is that it was totally different because we walk as the night falls, all the water comes in, and then when you look back, it's like totally different. And it was all like swamp and marsh. It was just like, our little cousin couldn't even swim around that time, so we had like think big and take responsibility. Cause me and John, like, because we'd be able to swim, like, she would be able to swim. But our mom didn't even tell them it was us. Like, we didn't say, because we just wanted it to be normal. We didn't even know it was us. And then after the whole thing ended, they knew it was us.
So, how long was it from the time the alarm was raised until the rescuers arrived?
I don't know. I think it was like an hour or something, or maybe, or I don't know how long it was. I think it was an hour.
You must have been terrified, though, weren't you?
It was getting real cold, but because it was such adrenaline, and we didn't really register it all happened. And then we woke up the next morning, and it was like, did that happen? And then there was all these news stories about it, and then we were like, well, it was crazy.
How did they get you back to safety, John?
They had 10 Coast Guards, and then they were like basically lifting us up through all these rivers and all these different quicksand, and they had to like test all these, because they had to find the most shallowest parts, because different areas were like quicksand, and then there was like all the kind of boggy everything, and then it was like 1 o'clock at night time, so it was really, really dark. And they were trying to find us, like the location of us, because the iPhone thing didn't work, and then they were scanning all around the land, and the thing is that was so weird because we were so close to Malahide, but there was like this the sea was between us and Donna Bay, that like we thought we were so close to land, to like people, but still no one saw us.
Yes, we were literally
in no man's land.
Yes. Sometimes when we read these things about celebrities such as yourselves, we take it with a pinch of salt, but this was a real dangerous situation you were in.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because you never think it's going to happen to you. And then because I did like all the different things for water safety, and we used them for the summer, like for kids with like safe swimming and safety on the beach, that we never thought it happened to us. But now when we talk about it, we'll be able to actually say like it all happened. Like, so it's crazy to think that it's always happened. And sometimes there's like an awful tragedy, but like people drown. And like you don't have to put yourself at the risk. Like, you just need to call the Coast Guard because they're there and they're volunteers and they want to help because they don't want to like have to go to some parent's door and say their kid died or something. So
of course,
it's good to like always save the number on your phone and like find out in your local area.
Good advice. Is Edward there, John? Can he hear us?
I was Edward. John was talking. We're both here. This is John, and that's Edward.
I'm so confused.
John was talking to you, and then
John was talking to me, and Edward was talking to me. Tell me this, guys. It all ended happily, thanks. But as you say, there is a lesson for other people, like walking near water. At any stage, be very careful what you do.
Yeah, and the thing about it, if you think you're the best swimmer, it's different to swimming in a swimming pool because you got sand, you got tide, you got undercurrents, you got like different like pipes and everything. Like it's totally different to swimming in a swimming pool. So I think it'd be best to from doing the water campaign and stuff that we've done before, that you should always do the right thing and call and not try to attempt to swim out and save yourself. You should always do the right thing and call the Coast Guard.
Well, as they say, all's well that ends well, and the two of you get out of it safely, thank goodness. Tell me a little bit about the music, guys. What are you up to of late? What's happening to you music-wise?
Basically, we had three albums, but we wrote our whole entire new album, and it's all written by us. It's not like, oh, we co-wrote with people. Like, it's completely, we got all the songs, we wrote them all together, got into the studio with no producers. We knew exactly what we wanted, and right now we're just getting all the songs mastered and mixed. And then we had our single Free Spirit, and I think Graham Norton played it like 5 times in his radio show, and Paul O'Grady played it once. A lot of people who never played Jedward like it. And we filmed the music video in Wicklow, and then we filmed it in Rome as well. We just flew there for a day because we make a lot of our music videos. Like, literally, we bought a really good camera, and then John films me, I film him, we got a tripod, and then, but no one knows there. They look really professional, but no one ever thought us how to do it, so we just learned how to do it ourselves.
Tell me this, has Jedward Mania finally settled down, or are your lives still as hectic as ever?
There's as busy as ever. It's like we might not be in the newspapers every day, but our fans will come to our concerts. Like, you don't have to be everywhere to be able to do what you do. So I think it's good that, I mean, it's kind of different, because I find that, like, they're growing up and stuff, so they're more mature, and they want to be part of it all, so they want to, like, tweet radio stations and do all that type of stuff. Like, I think it's all just a team effort, and, like, it's all so cool. Like, we went to Australia, we went to Canada, we went to all the European countries, so it's loads to do.
I tweeted last night that you were coming onto the program today, and I got tweets back from people as far away as South America. So there you go, the fan base is still enormous. And also, talking about a fan base, your YouTube channel, it's at nearly 45 million hits.
Yeah,
45 million?
Okay, we get more. That's just on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like, we just make loads of funny videos, like, for our fans, just to keep them updated. But then we have, like, Vivo and all that stuff. But I think it's real good that people have the interest, and because I think it's kind of like we're, like, their, like, adrenaline for, like, the day. They, like, watch a video of Jedward, and they feel real good. Them, that we give them to go out into the world and live their life to the fullest. Yeah, because, like, you see fans, the transformation from a fan that you met the first time, and then a year down the road, you see they've totally transformed themselves. They're much more happier, they're much more outgoing, they've made friends with, like, other Jedward fans. So I think, like, we've kind of helped a lot of our fans. Like, even in tough times, we always melt away the darkness and show them the light at the end of the tunnel. Because sometimes, like, we get letters that are 100% down, like, really, like, tell us all their emotions, and they're not having a good time in school, and then me and John have to be the bigger people, and, like, maybe thing allows it to be is to be kind to everyone around you, and, like, not be selfish and always be self-centered. It's about being kind to everyone you meet along the way, and whoever needs your help, you help them. Yeah, because, like, a lot of our, like, I think it's so crazy, because, like, you know, like, the way you meet different people in the media and different people who work here, and then, like, me and John treat them all as equal. Like, and then when it all comes back, and then everyone says you're cool.
Well, guys, you're certainly cool. Your mum's looking after you now. She's managing you now. Is that right?
Yeah, our mom. She always, even if we had, like, Louis or we had whoever, like, she was still always the person who was always there making the decisions. And if anything ever went wrong, it'd never be anybody else's fault. And our mom would have to sort it out. Or if there's some crazy news story, our mom would have to, like, sort it out. Or, like, because she's always there. But now she's officially. So it's good.
Guys, it's lovely talking to you. Thanks for taking our phone call. I'm glad it all ended up well and safely. And good luck. There's a new album coming out. When will that be released? Have you any idea?
September
for that. We look forward to that. I've got your single here, Free Spirit. I want to play it. But John and Edward, thanks for taking the phone call today. And keep safe, for goodness sakes, over the summer.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, lads.
Bye.